Graduation ceremonies for the 34 public high schools in Boston began last week and continue next week. The more than 4,100 students graduating from one of the country's most diverse school systems come from more than 100 different countries. This morning, WBUR's Dolores Handy introduces us to one of the city's notable graduates.
Fatuma Muhammad graduated from XL High School in South Boston with honors. She led the school debate team and was the class president. And Muhammad has lived here for only 9 years.
The first 10 years of my life, I lived in a refugee camp in Kenya, Ifo, Kenya.
Muhammad was born in that camp. Her parents were refugees who fled Somalia. After waiting 10 years, they were selected for resettlement in the United States.
I just kind of just like remember ending up in the U.S. I remember getting in a bus when I was 10 and saying like goodbye to my family members and the people I've known my whole life and kind of just ending up in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia.
That was just a stop on her way to Massachusetts. She, her parents, and brothers arrived in the Bay State in 2006, stopping first in Salem, then settling in Medford.
I was the only Muslim student in my middle school, and a lot of times it felt isolating being the only Muslim student in middle school, but I've learned it's who I am and I shouldn't be changing it for other people. It gives me a sense of identity is part of who I am.
By the time she reached high school, her family had moved to Boston.
She's been intense.
XL High School's headmaster, Stephanie Sibley.
She's one of those students who found her voice through debate.
The debate team provided a sense of familyness and a way for me to be challenged academically, but a different form of academic challenge where you had to learn how to persuade people and be able to research a topic. And just it helped me grow a lot as a person.
It's almost like this giant was awakened. She has a real hunger and thirst for anything social justice, anything that has to do with equity, women's issues. She's just been a trailblazer in our school.
And those interests led Muhammad to organize a student response to the Black Lives Matter movement at her school.
Income inequality, housing inequality, there's all these different systems, education inequality, and being able to understand that and being able to then become an advocate against that is like you advocately saying Black Lives Matter. You can just say it, but then being able to understand that all the different ways in which Black Lives Matter and they do not matter right now in our society is important, I think.
I now would like to bring to the podium your senior class president, Fatuma Muhammad.
As class president, Muhammad was one of the speakers at her graduation ceremony.
Class of 2015, we are fighters. We are intellectuals, athletes, artists, environmentalists, gamers, science and mathematicians. We are unique. We went to Africa and built a school. Destiny, Solomon, Danielle, Alexia, and Yasir were named most valuable scholar athletes. Nayara showcased her exhibit of photography and films at the ICA.
And Muhammad had plenty of personal accomplishments, too. She received all-expenses-covered scholarships to Simmons College, Suffolk University, and Northeastern University.
I will be attending Northeastern University as an undeclared student in the College of Social Science and Humanities on a pre-law track. So whatever path that eventually ends me up in law school is where I'll be.
Fatuma Muhammad credits her parents for always telling her to be positive, to always seek and take advantage of opportunities, and not be defined or limited by her past. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.